Good morning. It is the start of a new week. I hope you are feeling fully energized and ready for the PR week ahead. Let's talk about what I've got in this week's episode of the Public Relations Podcast. For starters, going to be talking about what we can learn from the Will Smith slap of Chris Rock. There is stuff to learn, even for us non-Hollywood organizations. This week's mission is to actually develop some connections on social media with some of your customers. I'll talk about how we're going to do that a little bit later on. Also, what can we learn from Hug a Plumber Day? Yeah, seriously, there is a day called Hug a Plumber Day. There's a few things we can get out of that. All these ideas, by the way, are the ones that I've put out on my social media during the past couple of weeks, and people have reacted to the most. So I put out a bunch of ideas all the time on That PR Chap. That's the username I use, That PR Chap. And the ones that people like or react to or simply engage with more are the ones that I cover in the show. So if you're not following me on social media, go on there, click on the ones that you like, and those are the ones that I will cover. So in a way, you can control what's in the show. And don't forget also, the podcast, as always, is the overview. So if you're stuck on the train at the moment or in the car heading to work, this is when the podcast is kind of designed for. Then the newsletter, which has got even more stuff in it, more examples. It's got lots of pictures as well to illustrate things too, and more tutorial. That comes out on Wednesday. And if you want to get that, everything is on the website. It's thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com, and you'll see a link at the top, which is for the newsletter. Completely free, by the way, that newsletter. Right, let's get started. Do you remember two episodes ago I was talking about experiential marketing? It's one of the big PR buzzwords at the moment. And what it means in simple terms is that it's about providing a non-stop relationship, a non-stop experience with people from the first time they come in contact with your organization to the last time they say goodbye. And this is where I believe the PR is now far more than just sending out press releases. It's about maintaining a relationship with people throughout the entire customer journey. And one of the things that is key about that is a consistent experience. Now, you can apply this to any organization, to everything you do, from your website to the way you answer the phones, et cetera, et cetera. And I found a great example of where this went spectacularly wrong. It was quite a simple one. So we went to a venue. This was myself and my partner. We went to this venue, which had great marketing, great branding. And we turned up, had a really good time. And then we went to buy lunch. And you'll see in the newsletter this week a picture of the sandwich that we then got. And we paid $10, so what's that, £7.50 for what was billed as a panini. And it's, I think, the worst sandwich I've ever had in my life. But the point is, this was the bit where it all fell down. This is where the experiential collapsed, because what is it that I then told my friends about? What is it I tweeted about? What is it I'm telling you about now? Was it the great experience we had? Was it the great marketing? No, I'm talking about the terrible sandwich we had that destroyed that whole thing. So the point is that it can't just be about this initial marketing, about getting people in the door. If we want people to then go and tell others about it, even if maybe they're only going to visit the venue once, if they're going to tell others, we've got to make sure that these people are getting a consistent experiential experience. If you didn't hear that initial episode, by the way, it's two episodes back. You can hear me talk all about experiential marketing in that. Right, what can we learn from the Will Smith slap? As I say, we may not be Hollywood organizations, but one of the great things about Hollywood is that it's all about PR, it's all about spin, it's all about branding, it's all about marketing, and everything gets magnified to a whole other level. So there is so much we can pull out of just watching what goes on in Hollywood, even in relation to our small organizations, or maybe big organizations, but not in that live Hollywood public eye of being on TV live as it happens. I don't need to tell you what happened, because obviously you know by now that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock live on TV. But now think about this. What was the story? Was it A, an honorable husband defending his wife, even at the cost of his career? Or was it some ego-filled Hollywood star who didn't like having jokes made about him? When the story first breaks, people are often unsure as to what the actual story will be. I'll give an example in the newsletter when I talk about what it was like in newsrooms when stories used to come in. But I'll let you read the newsletter for that one. But the point is that the narrative is often not decided at the beginning. I mean, look at what happened with the Oscars. No one quite knew what to do about it at first. But as time passes, you tend to find that the story comes together, that there becomes one narrative. And that draws in all the other different opinions And then it tends to become this one big story. You know, why was it that the Oscars organizers didn't throw out Will Smith on the night? Well, what if the narrative had settled that Will Smith was actually in the right? I mean, it's a tough sell here, but what if it had settled like that and Chris Rock was wrong? They could have made a decision which would have been seen as being against public opinion. The same with the people who are making Will Smith's movies at the moment, who have now delayed them, because they, again, were waiting for the narrative to settle. So how does this apply to us? Well, we may not be Hollywood organizations, but at some point, there is a chance that there's going to be a misstep. And when that happens as a PR, often this lands on your desk to deal with. So how are you going to deal with it? Well, there's a whole bunch of ways of approaching this, but the first thing is to be aware of what is the narrative. We ultimately want to try and control and influence that. But to get started with that, we've got to be aware of what it is. So this week, I want you to do a little bit of practice. I want you to have a look at a news organization. The reason I say news organization is because journalists, having been one, are very good at finding what the pain points are for organizations. Have a look at a story, there will be one, of someone who's done some mistake. And then skim through the article and then think, well, what is the narrative? What is the story that's going on here? And then reverse it. Think about what the opposite angle, still maintaining the facts, could have been. What could the other perspective have been? So that's the first step. Try that a few times this week just to become aware of the narrative and how journalists, say, who are really good at amplifying this, pick on what that narrative will be and how it starts to settle. And we'll talk more about dealing with problems in the future. Right, next, and here's the real mission for this week. Now, a few years ago, I set up a YouTube channel that did quite well. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it before. It was about private aviation, so small planes. And what I want to invite you to do this week is to join me in actually developing a couple of real, genuine connections on social media by using one of the techniques that I used to use. Now, you might think, first of all, okay, well, what do I need to post? Well, actually, nothing, because it's not about posting any content at all. What I want you to do today is that when you get in the office, I want you to have a look at your social media and have a look at anyone who has talked about your organization on your feed, either directly or through hashtags or keywords or whatever. Have they said something supportive? If they have, I want you to reply to them. I want you to thank them, but not just say thank you, but then ask them a question too. Something like, that's awesome. Or that's great, whatever the tone of voice is for your organization. And then ask them something like, what did you think of something that we did last week? The point is, it's very easy to comment, but if you ask a question, you start to develop a conversation. Now, you can stop that at any time, but you can start to develop an actual emotional relationship with them where they're going, oh my gosh, this organization is replying to me. They're actually getting back to me and they're asking what I think. Crucially here is only reply to people who are supportive. If people are making a criticism, that's a whole different way of approaching that. So do that first. But then next, step two, this is also what I want you to try this week, is to go to them. So instead of just looking at people that have talked about you, look at people who have commented on your feed before. Now, let me give you the example of Twitter. If you go to the Twitter analytics, you can see who are the big influencers who've got big audiences and this sort of thing. So go onto their feed and see what they've been talking about. Now, is there something which is safe to talk about that they've achieved or that they've learned or they've done something from? And then comment on it, acknowledging what they did and flattering them a bit. Say something nice about what they did. If you can, then you can always try and get something in there about what you're doing, although you want to be careful about that, and I talk about it more in the newsletter. But at least say something nice about what they're doing, because not only are you going to get them to notice you, or at least there's a chance there is, depending on how big they are, but you're also going to get their fans to see you as well. And that's going to start to help build goodwill. And the more you do it, the more connection you build with this person, the more likely it is that they're going to start retweeting you more and being favorable to you as well. So try that this week. Acknowledge people who've commented about you on your feed or have mentioned you that is giving constructive criticism at least or something positive. And then go out and look for other people that you can see in your data have supported you in the past look for something they're doing, and then praise them about it. Try it out. See what happens. I would love to know what impact you have. As I say, public relations is all about building a relationship. And that worked for me so well when I was doing that channel to develop connections and develop people commenting on my stuff, coming back and commenting on mine, building this good relationship and this good brand with them. Right, finally for the podcast, don't forget, newsletter coming out on Wednesday. It's Hug a Plumber Day. I will mention this very quickly because, as usual, I've been rambling on. But you're not in plumbing, you might be saying to me right now. Okay, but there's always things to learn from these things. First of all, I couldn't actually find out where this Hug a Plumber Day has come from. I presume it was some marketing thing that developed. But April the 25th is the day. First of all, if you're in plumbing, of course, it's blindingly obvious you could be getting involved in this one. But we all use plumbers, right? In business, in organizations, whatever we're doing. So showing your appreciation of plumbers, of which there are many, many in this world, and if you're putting that on your feed, it's going to send out a nice message to them. Well, if they're your customers, or if they're your potential customers, or if you name a company that did some great plumbing work for you, then that's going to get that in front of the people who work there. Well, that could build good favor from them. It could mean that they give you a better deal next time. It could mean that the people who work at that company start using your services. So it's always good to be doing this. Plus, also from a branding point of view, think about it. You're supporting workers. You're supporting tradesmen. You're not just saying it's all about us. You're saying that we appreciate other people as well, and we are part of the community. On the downside, there's a couple of things I mentioned in the newsletter, but one of them is do think about when you're doing something like a Hug a Plumber Day, who is going to be doing the hugging? It's no surprise that some of these days, it used to be a kind of, you know, shake the hand of a plumber or hug a plumber or something like that, have become now appreciation days where you just say something nice about them rather than any kind of physical contact. It's pretty obvious in a COVID world and in the modern world that you do need to be careful with stuff like that. But there's always lessons to pull out of these days. Are you going to be in the Cotswolds in the UK on the 24th of April, or are you going to be in Reykjavik in Iceland on the 30th of April? Are you going to be in Porto in Portugal on the 3rd or 4th of June, or Athens in early July? Because if you are, I'm going to be there too. And it would be so nice to meet up with you, to find out what you're doing in PR. And it doesn't matter whether you're experienced in this or whether you are just starting out. I would love to learn more about what you need from this show. You know, maybe you've got a great idea that I should be putting on this show. I'm planning on doing some interviews soon, by the way, too. So maybe you're going to be a great guest for that. But then equally, maybe you're just starting out and you just want to grab some ideas or just discuss things or just simply have a coffee or tea. Let me know. The email address is the one that I use for the newsletter. It would be absolutely wonderful to meet up with you. Next time, I've been looking at a lot of influencers recently. Now, there's a lot of stuff currently in PR about working with influencers. But what can we learn from how influencers operate? What tips can we pick up from what they do that we can use with a minimal amount of effort? I'm going to be looking at that next time. The newsletter comes out on Wednesday. Thepublicrelationspodcast.com is the website. Thepublicrelationspodcast.com. Hey, you know all this already. I'm just going to wrap up here and let you get on with your day. Have a fantastic couple of days, and I'll speak to you soon.